Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. We are talking about professional polish, what it means, and how to get it. And not only how to get it, but how to keep it. And it's a lot more involved than what people typically think. They think professional polish and presence is about the way that you dress and the way that you comb your hair, and those types of things. And though that is a part of it, it is not the whole of it. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do, just to share a little bit of information with you about who I am. Again, my name is Sharice Taylor. I am the Chief Empowerment Officer and founder of Tailored For You Enterprises. And Tailored For You Enterprises is a service-based business that supports and serves career professionals, organizations, and groups in helping them to better understand how to communicate effectively and powerfully in the workplace or in their business. But it's about really how you talk to yourself and how you talk to others. That is the essence of Tailored For You. And what I do through this wonderful business that I've established some 7 years ago now, I can't believe that, wow, is that we work through individual coaching and mentoring, through seminars and workshops. And also, we want to talk to people through podcasts and through social media about getting the support and getting yourself positioned and ready to flourish, to fly, because I believe every single day that our best is yet to come. So let's get into the heart and soul of today's topic, professional polish, what it means, and how to get it. It's really about your presence and your positioning on a daily basis, how you show up to work, how you show up to your business. And so on the surface, yes, that does include making sure that your presence is professional, that you have well-tailored clothes. Notice that I said not expensive clothes. Okay, sometimes we there's that misconception out there that in order to have a truly polished professional presence that you need to buy expensive clothes. Your clothes need to be clean. They need to be well-tailored, meaning that they need to fit you well. Okay. They need to be wrinkle-free. So either, you know, from the dry cleaner, you can press your own clothes. I know some of you are just like, press my clothes? Oh, what? No, no, no. Yes. Some of you are into the habit of grab and go, and you grab something out of the dryer, and sometimes that will do. Other times it will not do. So if there's a garment on your body, it should fit you well. Okay, it should be tailored. It should fit well, and it should be presented well, meaning that it doesn't have any loose threads. Things are not baggy, saggy, and draggy. Things are not wrinkled. My mom, for whatever reason, she calls it cat face, which I get it. I don't know where she got that from. But your clothes have cat faces in them, meaning that they're all wrinkled. That is definitely a big, big no-no. And as far as the tailoring and the fit, you know, we all are different sizes and different shapes. And so if you're not certain if things are fitting well, go to a professional, seek someone out, and make sure that that professional knows how to dress. I've seen people who tout themselves as, fashion designers or stylists or consultants, and then I look at them and I say, oh, huh, okay, So someone whose style you admire, who's always polished and put together, or if they're presenting themselves as a professional in that field, look through their portfolio, make sure that they know how to put themselves together properly as well. So that is one part of it. It's your clothing. And again, you can be dressed to the nines from the Salvation Army, okay? So it's not about expense. It's about presentation. And so also tying in with that, ladies, with your hair, men, with your hair, you know, your hair is groomed, making sure that you take a brush through it. You take a comb through it. I know that some of you are listening to this and you're rolling your eyes thinking, I'm a grown person. I'm an adult, Sharice. I don't need someone to tell me that my hair should be combed or brushed on a daily basis. And maybe it's not applicable to you, and that's awesome. But there are some professional adults who think, you know, tumbling out of bed, grabbing something out of the dryer is, you know, doing it up, and it's not. So if it's not applicable to you, just let it pass over, okay? Just let it pass over. But, yes, it means grooming your hair. And there's some, I mean, I could do a totally different broadcast just on that section alone. But making sure that your clothes are flattering, that they're presented well, that your grooming is together with your hair, ladies and men, again, with your nails. You know, I'm not a fancy nail person, but I make sure that my nails are kept, that they're clean, that they're cut, you know, cuticles pushed back. Just the bare bone basics will take you a very long way. With jewelry and accessories, making sure that things are just basic, that they're flattering but not flashy. So, you know, if you're lost with these types of things, find a professional in your area that can help guide you. And again, it's not about things being expensive. It's about them being a good fit and a good look for you and your personality. So, yes, professional polish does include your makeup, ladies, your accessories, your clothing. Absolutely, definitely means showing up polished and showing that you care. I see a lot of entrepreneurs who go live or go online, they video blog or whatever the case may be. And I guess, you know, there's this thing about, you know, having it done is better than it being perfect. And I agree with that, but we've got to, there's a mix there. There's definitely a mix. And so it's important, yes, that you get in the game, but that you also take some time and some effort to make sure that your presentation is good, even on camera, that you take care of lighting. Natural lighting is the best lighting. But if you're doing artificial lighting, again, being mindful of your background, of your clothing, all of those types of things. Now I want to talk about professional polish in the way that you articulate your thoughts, feelings, and ideas, how you express yourself verbally. You know, people ask me all the time, what are some basic things that I can do to learn how to speak better and to come across better, you know, verbally when I am speaking? And, of course, Toastmasters is a great resource for that, because a lot of people are just really super shy and fearful. maybe they're not shy, but they are fearful of public speaking and talking and sharing and presenting and things of that nature. And so one of the basic things that I want to say in regards to that is to learn how to speak and have small conversations with people at work, at networking events. And Dale Carnegie, for me, was a great resource reading the books, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Read everything that Dale Carnegie and Napoleon Hill have written. That will help. That will help tremendously. But I'm talking about learning how to make eye contact with people and smile and speak. Those are some very basic things that you can do. You don't have to say a lot, but learn how to make eye contact briefly, say hello, say good morning, good afternoon, have a great day, have a great night. Learn some of those just basic niceties, as I like to call it, just being cordial. Learn to be cordial. And for that, you don't need to read a book or take Toastmasters or anything. All you have to do is purpose to look people in the eye, smile, and speak. Say something. Say something. Okay? And this goes into another topic that I touch on in my coaching practice, and it's that of likability. If you want to increase your odds of being liked and being promoted, be a person who makes eye contact, be a person who speaks, and be a person who smiles. Those are some of the bare bone basics, and I promise you, if you start to implement those with your interactions on a daily basis, as a business owner, as a career professional, you're going to make an easier path and a brighter path, a more successful path for yourself. So the other thing is, kind of tying in with that, as I conclude, the other thing is, again, we talk, it's your presentation, it's how you speak, and learning how to speak with eloquence and learning how to express your ideas, your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions in a powerful and effective way. And I can definitely help you with that through the services of Tailored for You Enterprises. But the other thing to learn is how you treat people is a very big part. It's the last thing that I'm going to talk about on today's podcast, but it's probably the most important. It's how you treat people. It's the type of person that you are. Are you a person of reliability, of integrity? Are you a person that works as a team player? Are you a person who has a positive disposition and a positive demeanor and perspective? There's, you know, we're going to have to do, I think we're definitely going to have to do a part two on this topic, because I want to go deeper into each of these three sections. But how you show up and interact with people, the type of person that you are you a person of integrity? Are you a kind person? Are you a person who, as Dale Carnegie says, gives people a high reputation to live up to? Can people count on you? Can they call on you? Do you follow through on your task? Are you organized? Are you timely? Those are all things that help in regards to professional polish. And of course, you know, tying in with those first two, speaking of etiquette, you know, that, you know, how you are, your behavior in social settings. That's a part of your professional polish too, knowing proper etiquette, you know, at a meal table, those types of things, in conversation. But number three, it's the person that you are daily. A person that's positive, a person of integrity and reliability, a team player, an encourager. You know, I want to tell you that not too long ago, I reached out to a manager that I had some 18 years ago, and I asked for a reference. I asked, would you be a reference? Because because the job that I was looking for would tie into the work that I did for this person. And even though it was some years ago, it was relevant to the position. So I did, you know, highlight it in my summary. But I said to him, would you mind being a reference? And this gentleman said to me, Charisse, what do you need and when do you need it? And for someone who supervised me, who I worked for that long ago, for them to say, but I'm proud to say that I've never had an issue going back 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and saying to a person, hey, could you write me a letter of reference for, you know, I'm trying to get into this program, or I'm trying to get into this particular group or anything like that. I've never had any issue. Never had any issue. And it is because of what I call having strong professional polish, presenting myself well on a daily basis, speaking well, learning how to communicate powerfully and effectively with my peers, with customers, with clients, whatever the case, with superiors, subordinates, whatever, learning how to communicate strong and effectively, and then also the person I purpose to be daily, a person of integrity, trustworthiness, reliability, and the like. All of those elements are essential to having professional polish. And I see where, you know, people wonder, what I keep having the same issues from job to job to job. And I said, well, let's look at that. The common thread is you. So what's going on? If there are other elements, maybe you're picking the wrong job, but perhaps there's something that you can tweak or change or add to your personal and professional mix that is going to help eliminate this. I've seen this time and time again, and people think, well, it's a competence problem. It's they don't know the work, or they don't know this or that and the other. And it sometimes it is that. It's a combination of the two, but a lot of times it's not that the person's not competent. It's that the person is missing an element of their professional polish. Communication skills often being the culprit identified. So I want to encourage you to develop in those areas, the way you present yourself, the way you communicate, and your personal presence from the inside out. This has been Charisse Taylor, your empowerment and communications coach, reminding you that the best is yet to come. If you would like to know more about myself or more about Tailored For You Enterprises, I invite you to check out the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. Thank you so much. Your best is yet to come.